This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Well, I don't want to give the name of the company of the jeans that I wear because I'm not going to give them a free pop. I mean, you want to advertise with us, that's a different story. But I am struggling. I love the jeans that I wear, the fit. It's, you know, one of these newer companies where it's kind of like, you know.
Softer, more pliable. My God, yeah, I got a few of those. Yeah.
What a great invention.
Yes.
Because jeans forever were so uncomfortable. Ugh. I hated wearing them. The problem is that even with this style, I still am not somebody who likes the fit of jeans being painted on.
Yeah, like Tom, like Lou Gower.
Yeah, like some of these guys, like the skinny jeans, I guess, are the thing that's in.
Yeah.
But I feel like, and I don't know if it's just because I've been wearing, let's just say a pair of jeans for a year, however long I had them, a year and a half, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Did they then like loosen up a little bit?
Generally they do, yeah.
Okay, so
why do you think they're too loose now, baggy?
Well, I just look at myself and I'm like, it's not that they're baggy. It just doesn't look as crisp as I kind of want it to be, but I don't want skinny jeans. I don't like that tight fitting.
No.
Come on.
No, that's not for me either, man.
I want my stuff flowing.
I'm a dude.
You know what I mean? I want it free.
Yeah, you were also past that point. Do what, you know what you should do? If they're getting too big, I'll give you an honest assessment. Turn around. I see. You get a little bad, a little saggy in the butt. Yeah, a little saggy in the ass there.
You see what I'm saying? Even like it should be a little tighter.
Saggy. What you should do is just take the hoodie, turn that around, and just become a crisscross.
Yeah,
raised up backwards.
That's what I don't want. I don't want. But I start looking at myself like in the. I can see myself in the reflection on the train. I'm like, man, are these jeans getting a little too.
Maybe you're losing weight.
A little bit, but that's not it.
Okay.
It's just, I think the fit, I think I might need to get new ones, and then I actually ordered some new ones anyway, different ones, but I'm going to see how they fit, if they fit a little bit tighter, and then I'll just have to go reorder these. But they, I mean,
I almost never like the way clothes fit me. It's very odd. Like, I don't think anybody would look at me and say, wow, he's got a weird body or out of shape. I don't mean that, but I've got very long arms, right? Mm. And like, I go back to when I haven't bought a really nice suit in probably a little bit more than a year. But like generally, I was 44 long, okay? Because I've a bigger chest but long arms. You're right. So, but when you get a 44 long, you know, jacket, the pants are, because I have no ass and I've got these skinny Irish, you know, pencil legs. They've got to take in the suit pants so much it never looks good. Certain button down shirts like that you could get from nice. I mean, talking about like high level stores here.
You could get those fitted though, right?
You could. But I'm talking about a shirt that like you might wear with jeans to like a game or out to dinner. Like when we went to Rails. I don't mean TV necessarily, but because my arms are longer, they might be a tick short. But then they. So now if I get something that fits the arms, now the stomach and the chest is too big.
Yeah.
Or same thing with the jeans. Like I never feel jeans fit me. It's a pain in the ass.
So what fit jean do you get?
I get, let me see. I've got both. I've got 36, 34s.
No, okay, those are the waist. I meant like fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could get
Two tight pairs, man, which it's not the best look, whatever. But I didn't really know they were tight when I got them.
Okay, but I think that that is a better, quote-unquote, look.
Than the saggy, sloppy, like, well, you just dumped in your pants look.
I agree. So, you know what I really noticed? Last night for SNY, I did a hit. And like, all right, we're going to be standing. And I was like,
Are you standing up at the board?
I don't want to stand. I would rather sit. No, I didn't complain. I was just like, yeah, whatever. But then I feel insecure about the way that my jeans fit. Speaking of somebody.
This guy always has nice jeans.
Why don't we welcome the expert on this?
On what? On jeans? What's up, guys?
Yo.
Yeah, we're just saying about, and do you wear jeans on TV?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we're talking about the fit. Like what? Because I'm worried if they're a little more droopy. Not the size.
Please stop.
I don't want to wear the skinny jeans.
Lose weight. They won't be droopy. Yeah. Wear tighter jeans.
The skinny jeans. You know what I'm saying? Like
they don't wear skinny jeans.
Okay.
Well, we already came to that conclusion. Not a good look.
Don't wear tapered jeans either. Be a man.
Yeah, but don't you think
put some Levi's on. Let's go.
The flower shirt like Carton.
501 silver tabs. That's right. I got big thighs.
Do you go tanning, actually?
No, I was in Miami for a Live Golf last weekend.
Got tanned,
burnt my whole pink. I'm pink. Yeah, I do have a little makeup on because I was filming something, but I'm legitimately tan. But if I showed you my stomach right now, woo!
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Peppy the pig.
You walked into the wrong room there, buddy.
Peppy the pig.
Hold on a second. So a Live event, how did you and the 37 other people that attended it, did you enjoy yourself?
42. 42.
You guys are spiking in the right direction.
It's funny, I don't like going to golf events.
Oh, I love going to golf.
I'm a hospitality tent guy, to be honest with you.
All right, I got
walking the course is for the birds. I don't...
Real quick, I want you to finish. But you ever see people who walk the course with like their saddle shoe, golf shoes?
Yeah.
Like they think the caddy's going to call if they hit a wedge from 95.
The only two events. The only two events that I really like that is like the U.S. Open tennis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dudes show up in tennis clothes.
Yes, that's weird.
Like, you're not playing.
No.
And a golf. Guys go to golf tournaments.
I know.
Dressed like they're going to play today.
Yeah, but people go to baseball stadiums wearing baseball jerseys.
They're not wearing stirrups and baseball pants.
Or eyeglasses.
Although, when you do see the guy that's dressed like that, stay away from that guy.
Yeah. Well, you worked with one of those for a while.
Boomer, I know. Guy goes to Mets games dressed like he's Ed Cranepool.
I think you meant Evan, but yeah.
Oh, you meant Evan. Sorry.
You're getting a little shot on booms over there, huh?
What are you doing,
man? What's going on?
I was filming on Irresponsible Gaming stuff, but nice. I'm coming by saying hi.
As you usually do.
Yeah. It's weird, though. Like, the golf community is a weird bunch of people.
Okay.
It's almost like there's this really cool camaraderie amongst them.
Yes.
Kind of like cigarette smokers.
Hmm.
Like, they don't get along with other people, right? But together, they, like, have lots to talk about, and there's some commonality there.
Mm-hmm.
I find walking, whether you'll pick a group, right, whatever it might be, like the worst and dumbest and most boring thing in the world.
Really?
Yeah, like put my ass under a tent with unlimited alcohol on a green and, oh, look at that approach shot.
Here comes so-and-so up the team. I've done both, all right? I really have. I think it depends on the venue. Like, if you try to follow a group at Bethpage or Shinnecock during the U.S. Open, you're going nowhere. You're seeing nothing. But if it's a smaller event, but I don't mean Live, but I mean like PGA, smaller, and it's not Tiger or Phil back in the day, and you have a couple of drinks along the way, it's awesome walking the 18. It really is.
I don't get, like, what's awesome about
just
it?
Watching
I don't get
them,
that.
Watching them go about how they navigate a golf course, quite frankly.
Really.
Yeah. How they interact with the caddy. You know, obviously how far they hit the ball, the different clubs, and how they shape the ball. Just from a golf perspective, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I've never done it. I had no interest in it. I mean, even having it on the Masters, all right.
The Masters is special. It's the Masters. Like, I watch two golf tournaments a year. Now the Tiger's out.
You get invited by Jim Nance to go do these?
No. Jim and I. I mean, we're friendly, but we're not friends.
What's the second tournament that you go to?
US Open, I'll watch.
US Open,
but
the
I
best.
But I like when they fail.
Me too.
Like, watching the greatest golfer in the world be 6 over par.
That's the best.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, I've said the same thing forever.
Yeah, like, that guy just swung the club like I did.
13 birdies. I mean, there's no way.
Like, when I do the par 3 thing yesterday.
Yeah.
And they're, like, purposely skipping the ball across the water.
I know.
Like,
or if they're a righty, they hit the ball lefty.
Yeah.
It's crazy how good they are.
They chipped it. DeChambeau did this yesterday.
Okay, I didn't see this
On purpose, like, 15 feet behind the hole.
Uh-huh.
And it trickles back in and goes in the hole.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
Did he spin it or just play a little
hole? No, I just played gravity.
Like a little bump? Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, I'm frustrated so by good, that. Yeah.
I think I just fell asleep hearing you guys talk golf. I mean, what is
dude,
this?
Dude, you like golf?
I don't like to talk about golf.
Well, should we you talk about who's in the sixth hole for the Mets again?
No,
like, that's not boring.
Just why did you become such a big golf guy?
I'm not. I told you. I watched them. Well, Fox has lived, but I watched the Masters.
Yeah.
I watched the final round of the Open.
Yeah.
And
the Open Championship. The Open Championship is pretty nice. Like,
I have no interest in
It's a totally different watch. By the way, didn't you shoot? I remember years ago, I could probably take the year. 2013, 14, or 15. I feel like I saw you in a Lexus commercial shooting, like hitting golf balls.
So funny story.
Where was that course? Give me that story.
Well, I did. It was so I had a deal with Lexus at the time.
Okay,
and the deal was they gave me a car. Like it was like a lease. I go no. If you want me to do it, yeah, give me the car.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave me a Lexus, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm not a big car guy, and they had an association with golf this one particular summer. So they I would drive the Lexus to like Baltusrol, Trumbedminster. Wingfoot, amazing courses all throughout the tri-state area. I would drive up in the Lexus. I would then play the signature hole with the golf pro at all those, you know, specific golf courses.
What a gig, man.
Now, I'm a 4 handicap, so I can play.
Yeah, sure you are. Get the hell out of here. What are you, probably about a 16 or 17, but keep going.
Again.
Keep going.
Again.
4 handicap, my ass.
Happen to be
going.
A 4 handicap. Yeah. You can ask Boomer. So I would go to these golf, and I'd play the signature hole. I didn't play two holes. I'd play the signature hole, and then hop in the Lexus and drive off. So true story, I had the deal. Now I own the car outright.
Uh-huh.
Lexus undergoes some seismic shift in marketing at the end of that summer where they wanted to appeal more to female buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. You know, it's a beautiful car, it's Lexus, right?
Yeah, my wife's got one. Yeah.
So I get a call. Listen, we're done with the campaign. They're moving to try to attract women buyers. So out of principle, I sold the car the next day.
How many miles were on it when you sold
it? 180.
So you probably got 50. And you know I say this with love, but then you went to the casino when you played blackjack with the money.
No, there's a step in between that, though.
So
I sell the Lexus out of principle
because
I'm no longer a spokesman. I'm not driving the car.
Yeah,
I ain't driving much anyway.
Yeah.
The next day, I bought a Sprinter van.
This guy.
Put 50 grand into it, made it like a pimpmobile, and took that to the casino.
You are nuts, man. Now, are you getting paid in addition to having the car? Or just
It was like a $50,000, $60,000 car.
Nice.
A lot of these deals, they want you to do a deal with, you know, pick your favorite dealership. And as long as you're reading the commercials, you can drive the car. And then when the campaign ends, it's their car. You kind of just renting it for free or leasing it, right?
For sure.
That's usually how these radio deals
that's
work.
That's the way it used to go.
But I was being arrogant and cocky and obnoxious. And I said, if you want me to do it, you have to actually give me the title.
It worked.
It's my car.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, sure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Boomer Jim pulling the Boomer and Carter pulling 12 shares. Take whatever you want.
So 20 shares. But now that's like the best deal I ever had.
Now I understand why you're into the golf. Because I would be too if Fox hired me and we would.
No, but I'm not into it. Like I'm one of those typical guys where when Tiger played, I watched.
Oh, I miss
Phil,
watching
you
him
get
play.
Into Phil?
Phil, yes.
No, no. Even. So I'll tell you a funny story about Phil.
Because Phil's got some, I figured.
So Vegas, I started a company back in like 97 called Vegas Experts. It, to this day, was still the most trafficked website for sports handicapping information. I employed every handicapper you've ever heard of. I built their website. Me and a guy named Mark Lawrence, who's a well-respected handicapper out of Cleveland, who's now down in Florida. So basically,
you're saying that you did this?
I owned it. I built the company. I built the website from scratch. I literally, no joke, I bought a book, How to Build Websites for Dummies. It still exists. Look it up. VegasExperts.com. So every well-known handicapper at the time, they didn't have the technology or the money to build a website. It's very new. It's 1997.
Wow. That early.
I built their website. Yeah. They lived on my website, Vegas Experts. Yeah. And whatever picks they sold, we split the revenue. All right? It was okay. A job, basically. That's but I owned it.
Yeah.
I owned the company,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So one of our biggest customers was Phil Mickelson.
Wow.
He bought picks from everybody every single day.
Could you see what he was betting game? No, just he
no,
was paying
I just
for
knew
the
that he bought Big Al McMorty's Big Ten pick of the year.
The information.
And Stu Feiner's this and, Stu, yeah, and all those guys.
Wow.
I owned it. So Phil Mickelson was our, it wasn't even close. He was our biggest client.
Wow.
Yeah.
What happened with the website?
I sold it.
Oh, okay. All
yeah,
right, good.
I yeah. sold it. When I went to New Jersey 101.5 and came back from Denver, I sold it because my wife was like, which job are you doing? Right? Are you building websites? And or are you going to do radio?
Well, my answer would have been, if it buys you the mansion, I'm doing whatever job
yeah, no,
it takes.
Yeah, it didn't buy
I'm
the mansion. No. It was good. It was successful. It was lucrative, but it wasn't like,
I got you.
Yo, if I did that today, I'd have the mansion.
Where are you at? Before we let you go, I do want to, can we talk about sports? Is that okay? I don't want to interrupt
he
you.
He hates sports. Why would we want to talk sports?
Well, because I did walk past one of the TVs before you were on.
I was on.
Yeah, Fox Sports.
They re-air today from 10 to 12. Yeah.
Where do you think, what do you think the Giants are doing here with the quarterback as far as that goes?
As far as drafting Shadur?
Well, yeah, number three. Are they taking a quarterback in this draft? Do you have any insight?
I would say this. I don't think the fact that they made the decision to bring in Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson has any impact at all on whether or not they would draft Shadur. And I can't tell you that they think the kid's going to be great. Mm. If they do, they're drafting him.
What are the experts that you talk to?
The experts are like, Shadur Sanders is not a top 10 pick.
Yeah, I don't like him that much.
No. And here's a great way to describe it. If Shadur's dad were a plumber, would you take him in the top 10?
No.
Right. Right.
So Shadur's a plumber?
No. Oh. But his dad's not either.
Let that sink in.
You know whose dad is? Dion.
He was a good football.
Like, no joke. Like, by the way, I'll do another one for you. Yeah. Where would he have played college football?
Yeah.
If Deion's not his coach.
Well, look where he started.
Right?
I mean, so small. He's
the consensus second-best quarterback in the draft.
Because
though.
It's not a good quarterback draft.
Okay.
Right?
So
I'm the tallest dwarf in the circus. Big deal.
Right. So right? The Giants should just not take a quarterback again.
I think the Giants have lots of needs, right? Now, I'm not a Giant fan. You guys aren't either, right? But if you're a Giant fan, let's assume Cam goes to Tennessee.
Well,
Cleveland's on the clock. Cleveland's probably not taking Shadur Sanders.
Yeah.
They need a quarterback as much as the Giants need a future quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they take, what's his name,
Abdul
from Penn
Carter.
State, Abdul Carter. Put him with Myles Gowdy, pretty good
yeah,
defense, right?
Good. Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Uh-huh.
Giants are on the clock. You're not taking Travis Hunter?
I think they take Travis Hunter.
100% I think they take him.
I would not
take him. You would take whom? You go left tackle?
I want Carter if I'm not picking quarterback there. I'd probably trade down if I'm the Giants.
Okay.
You could do that.
I don't like Hunter. I don't like the idea of a two-way player.
Okay.
I think he's great at both.
This pick is Shane's job.
Yeah.
And because he effed it up so badly, especially with the Hard Knocks episode. He ain't getting a second job as a GM, pro personnel director, whatever.
Yeah.
But this is it. If he messes up that pick, I don't care what he does in the fourth round, the fifth round, the sixth round, he's done. And by the way, Dable's coaching for his life also.
Yeah, but hold on. What if he, I agree with that, but what if he nails the pick, but it's not a quarterback?
Yeah.
So he would be lauded from an executive perspective. Hey, he had a good, not a great, but a good draft last year.
Yeah.
He crushed the third overall pick with Hunter Carter, whomever offensive lineman kid from Missouri, whatever they might do.
Yeah.
But they still don't have a quarterback. Like, and that's really what Sal keeps saying. Like, I don't want to compound it and make it worse. I don't like many quarterbacks in this draft, so I'm not taking one for the Giants early. That's for sure.
Okay.
But eventually, you got to take a swing and get a quarterback. So
yeah, but I don't take the swing and draft a quarterback just because, oh, everyone thinks I need a quarterback, because the kid can't play, or whatever kid you may talk about is by definition already a project, right?
Yeah.
So the Giants have two choices here. You go draft Travis Hunter or Lyman, Abdul Carter, whatever it is. You're not drafting a quarterback in this draft. Does anybody think Russell Wilson still has gas in the tank?
I'm not a fan. I'm not looking forward to watching him play.
I think he's better than, you know,
Daniel Jones?
Average. I think he's better than Daniel Jones. I give Brian Daboll credit that he's known as a guy that gets the most out of quarterbacks. Like, Daniel Jones did win a road playoff game when no one expected him to against Minnesota, and obviously it went south from there. But we're going to take Jackson Dart in the fifth round? Like, what are we doing?
I find it amazing, right? Sal. He leaves us here at WFAN, and he comes back a sports fan.
Yeah.
No. You asked the question.
I wanted to try to get back on track a little bit.
Yeah, I hate draft Nick stuff, because no one knows what the hell they're talking about.
I know.
Hey, who do you think? Are you going to take the offensive lineman from Ohio State that tore his patella tendon? Yeah, that's what I'm going to draft.
The draft is the one thing that even the people that know what they're talking about have no idea what they're talking
about.
Look,
I tell my kids there's three truths in life when it comes to sports and what you know about sports. Number one, nobody cares about your fantasy team.
Right.
Number two, nobody cares about your March Madness bracket. Number three, nobody cares about your mock draft.
And yet that's all we leave.
That's it.
They're all true.
But it's also April 10th.
Who do you miss more, Evan or Boomer?
I just had lunch with Boomer a couple days ago.
You did?
Why were they having lunch?
Morgan just popped wood, right?
So fence is mended is what you're saying.
Me and Booms is good.
I know, I'm just teasing.
Me and Booms is good, yeah.
Who'd you like working with more?
Boomer.
It's got to be Boomer.
It's not even. I love Evan.
You say that because it's easy to just make fun of Evan or put down Evan. Or if you said it about Boomer, he might take personal offense.
I adore Evan. I do. I'm glad Evan's thriving, and I was able to bring out another side of his personality nobody ever saw.
Yeah, we don't see the old personality anymore.
Yeah, he's quirky, smart. He's now doing stupid things on the radio I never thought he would ever do. My influence.
Yeah. So basically, you ruined him.
I go to my grave saying what a lot of people think, not everyone. There was just something special and different about Boomer and Carton.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought, you know, Carton and Roberts was great. It wasn't Boomer and Carton.
Yeah.
One common denominator.
Me. Right.
You're
That's right.
You are.
I might start coming to middays more often.
Which one of us are
now more has got the hard on.
Piece of work, this guy.
All right, Craigie.
I want you to fight the bear again and the get back.
That was good. You know what happened? Trump got impeached. I'll tell you what happened. Trump gets impeached.
What was it called again?
Man versus bear.
Dude, that conceptually. Why isn't that show on TV?
Because what happened right before COVID, and I think we debuted at like number 8. Now, I know people have different views on Tucker Carlson when he was with Fox. He was a ratings monster.
Yeah.
We actually beat him the first episode.
Is that right? What network was it?
It was on Discovery. But I'm saying,
okay.
So we were 7 or 8, whatever, and he was 8 or 9.
Which is solid.
Great, over a million viewers first episode. Then Trump gets impeached. All eyes go to
Fox,
the political world.
Or whatever, CNN as well,
sure. But the entire political landscape changes, and we go from, you know, a million to 800,000 to 612. Then we go from Thursday night to Saturday night. Then I'm like, that's
and
it.
Panic.
And then COVID hit, and there's no chance.
So that's
for episode
that happened to me. So I was doing for when Spike Network existed.
No, I remember Spike.
They hired me to do MMA Uncensored live. It was a live show from the old TRL studios in Times Square.
Oh, yeah.
Paid me a whole bunch of money to do this show. I liked MMA. By no means was I an expert, but I was close at the time with Dana. And I had a holding deal with Spike, so they were paying me money to try to develop a show for me, right? So it's going great. It's the only live show. I mean, to this day, it's probably most viewers the show's ever had, because it was prime time, Thursday nights, like 10 o'clock. It was awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they get in a big fight with Dana White and UFC. Spike did, or Viacom did. And now they're like, screw Dana White. We're not doing anything for him. Dana's like, screw you back. I don't need you guys. So Bellator just started.
Yeah.
So Viacom buys Bellator to compete with UFC and Dana. So we have this big powwow meeting before. This is a live show. Every major fighter's come through. Like, it's pretty cool, and I by no means am I the MMA expert. We had a couple really good guys. Mike Straka was there, Luke Thomas.
Yeah, we don't care about
right?
the names. Keep
just
going.
Guys, right? So they come and they go, look, here's the deal. You can't talk about the UFC. What? Excuse me? It's an MMA show. It's like saying, do a football show and don't talk about the NFL.
Talk about sports as team.
And they're like, screw Dana White. We're not putting any more money in his pockets. You're not talking UFC. And I go, then I can't do the show.
Yeah.
No one cares about Bellator, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one's even heard of it. Like, it's a small little thing in some casino, like, you know, ballroom kind of thing.
Yep.
So we negotiated a truce, and the truce was, or agreement was, I could talk about events that had already happened. I couldn't talk about the event that was taking place literally in 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
The show was on Thursday. So I'm like, I don't think I'm getting renewed. And the deal was, you could talk about the event from last Saturday, and maybe there was a great card or John Jones was fighting or something. But if there was a huge fight, like a mega fight, which you pick your favorite fight of all time, doesn't matter, right? I couldn't even mention it.
Mm. What happens if you do? You get fined?
No, they're like, you're no longer the host of the show. And I made like 20 grand an episode. It was great. So that show, we did 37 episodes, and we had significant viewership. It was great, and that show just disappeared because they didn't want to put money in Dana's pocket.
Stupid. And what year was this?
Maybe around 13,
right? So
14,
before it's now obviously a massive thing.
Oh, it was before, like, the Fertitta brothers owned it. It was big and growing, but they were still doing shows at Izod Center. Like, you know, they hadn't gone to, like, Abu Dhabi yet. And Vegas, you know, was the occasional fight.
Yeah.
But it was before they sold to CAA.
You're going
to
stay till 2? I mean, that's what the midday show goes. Can you do that? We got a little power-up coming up. Maybe we'll do Batman rankings. I don't know if BT's lukewarm
Batman's
about it.
Batman's not a superhero.
What do you mean? He is a superhero.
No, he's not. What superhero power does he have?
Batman. What do you mean?
What power does he have? What superhero power does he have?
He's got the belt that does everything.
Not a power. The belt has the power. He's got shark repellent spray in his fancy yellow belt and a boy toy wearing your leggings. He ain't a superhero. Robin.
How would you define him? How would you define him if he's not a superhero?
A wealthy dude with an addiction.
Mm. So who are superheroes?
He's not a superhero. Mm. Superman's a superhero. Yeah. Spider-Man,
Aquaman,
a superhero.
Green Lantern.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the midday show. Just so you know, those hours. I mean, it's 4 hours. What time you get off the Fox?
I get off at 10.
Oh.
Perfect.
Well, yeah.
Probably wouldn't be able to get home until 4. I don't know if it fits the schedule exactly.
Listen, there's the guy with the money down the hall. I'm going to have a quick chat.
I don't think there's anybody with money around here anymore. BT and Sal on the fan, 888. I mean, certainly not.
I'll tell you one more story. Because the guy owns the company now, right? Soros is the big money behind it. So 2015 Mets Royals World Series. I'm a season ticket holder for the Mets at the time. I had not yet joined the Yankee fandom, right? And it's before game 5 was the Harvey game, right? So it's before that game, and I've seen enough baseball, and I get a phone call from a friend. Hey, a friend of mine would like to buy your suite. I had a suite season ticket. And I go, yeah, I'd certainly consider it if the price is right. So they go, well, what's the price? I go, I wouldn't even know what to charge you. Okay, fine, great. So the guy calls me up who wants to buy the suite for, I think it was game 5. That's the Harvey game, right? Before they went back.
Yeah.
All right. So he goes, I'm going to send you a check. I'll have my person drop it off at your apartment. If the number's good, we're good. And just send me the tickets. If the number's not good, tell me what you want. I'm like, yeah, all right, great. Like, I have no concept of what I should ask for a charge. I get a check made out to me for $100,000. George Soros' son.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Look at Craigie. I mean, this 20 grand an episode.
I know, he's been here 13 minutes.
Don't shit.
You know what's funny? I felt good. I felt good to see him, and now the more he talks about what he had and still has,
I got nothing left.
That doesn't make us feel better.
Thus, the Levi 501 silver tabs recall.
All right, Craigie.
Good to see you, boys.
Brother.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.